On this episode, we head to New Orleans, Louisiana for the very first time. Today is March 22nd, 2022, and this is episode 445 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Also want to give a big shout out to our wonderful premier sponsors of the Main Street 16 Challenge, Vacation Grocery Delivery, and Mouse Dining. The Main Street 16 Challenge is coming April 22nd to April 24th at Walt Disney World. You can find out more about it at mainstreet16.com, and you can find out more about our awesome sponsors, Vacation Grocery Delivery and Mouse Dining, at msmfriends.com. So I know we mentioned last week that on today's episode, we had a really cool announcement coming just due to kind of some scheduling and us just getting back from this trip. We're going to go ahead and save that announcement for this coming Friday's episode, so make sure you tune in. So we are fresh off of our latest trip, which was not to Disney World.
No, Rhonda, it was not.
Did you know that there's other places that people vacation to?
No.
I was unaware. So this was, where did we go, Rhonda? I know we had kind of teased, you know, about this for a while, and kind of we went live in Wonderland Crew that morning and kind of revealed and surprise. And how did this all come about? Where did we go?
Well, we went to NALA, New Orleans.
There you go.
So, yeah, and didn't you post in the Main Street community?
Yeah, I mean, they know now, but okay. Still, not everybody that listens is in the community or on social or whatever, so for some people, this might be a surprise right now. Well, we said it on Friday's episode because, you know, we recorded before we left, but in case you missed that one. but yeah, we did go to New Orleans for Thursday to Sunday, three
sure
nights.
Did. Yep. And one of our best friends, Lucy and Caleb, they were the ones to invite us.
Yeah.
And of course we said yes. And, you know, Thursday morning we all woke up healthy, which was exciting because then we were getting to go.
Yeah.
So we did. It was so nice because we flew out of St. Augustine,
which is right down the road really from us. I mean, a 10-15 minute drive. The flight to and from, which we'll get into a little bit, is part of my favorite part of this entire experience and trip.
Mm-hmm.
We're very fortunate. We had the opportunity to fly on a Wheels Up plane, mm-hmm. which is the private jet rental company. So there were eight of us. It seats eight.
Yep.
But just being able to and I hadn't flown since January 2020. We mm-hmm. can't even remember the last time you flew, but it's been several years.
It's been a long time.
And, you know, I mean, it was always you get to the airport 2 hours early and you go through security and you sit and wait and there's delays and it's, you know, an hour and a half long flight becomes a 4 hour process.
Right.
Normally,
and then when we
commercial
have to drive
flights.
All the way because it's about an hour to our...
Just to get to Jacksonville Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was just so cool because like you said, you know, they said, well, we're going to fly out at 11 a.m. We're like, okay, what time should we be there? 10:30. All right. I mean, we literally left the house at 10:15.
Yep.
And we're on a plane by 11.
Yep.
And it's just such a cool experience getting to like walk out on the runway to this plane. It's a very small plane, but very roomy at the same time.
Yeah. It's
small enough to the point where you're saying, you know, they're telling us ahead of time, bring about a carry-on size luggage and maybe one extra bag at most. And we're taking photos going, is this too much? Is this okay? Because they're ramming all this in the back of the plane.
Right.
Plus,
I didn't want it to be too heavy or, you know, any of that stuff. I think it was really cool, too, because speaking of the roominess and whatever, sitting on the plane. So there's eight chairs and four of them are facing each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Two sets of four.
Yeah.
In a face to face configuration and side by side with the little aisle in the middle.
And a very small aisle.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was super cool. I faced Jeremy and sat next to Lauren. then she faced her husband Scott. So, and then that was just, it was just fun.
It was just such a, it was a first class, you know, experience.
Yes.
Something that we're so fortunate we had an opportunity to do. It was just so awesome. And, you know, you're sitting there, first of all, on the way there, it was a different plane, but very similar on the way to and from. But the one on the way there, like, we had our own little control section at each seat, mm-hmm. and you could literally hit a button and the window would shade itself. Like, not cool. a pull down shade.
Right.
Like, it tinted itself.
Yeah.
And there were plugins for audio and stuff like that if you wanted to listen to music or whatever. Seats are super comfy and they actually swivel a little bit if you need them to. And then there's little drawers. Like, pop-out drawers everywhere, right?
Yeah, there was.
And so behind me, there's four different drawers. Bottom one has cups, plates, plasticware and stuff. Above that, you pop open, and it's filled with snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from gummy bears, Swedish fish, chips, nuts, all kinds of good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
The other side pulls out, and it's filled with waters, Fiji waters. And on mm-hmm. the way back, there's even Perrier. Is that how you pronounce it?
I have no idea, but yeah.
Underneath that, you pop out, and it's just filled with mixers. Cranberry juices, orange juices, Bloody Mary mix, all mm-hmm. this stuff. Then behind Rhonda, there's an ice chest
mm-hmm.
and another pop out that contains your alcohol.
Yep.
I mean, again, everything from Grey Goose vodka to Dewars to rums and whiskeys and just, and it's all there for you to enjoy.
Yep.
So we, yep. yeah. There's also
coffee and teas.
Yep. Sodas, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so neat to be able to sit in this plane facing you, having a cocktail on what, too, there was a little bumpy part on the way back at one point, but one of the smoothest flights I've ever been on.
Yeah.
You know, which
it was really nice.
I think we had some anxiety over leading up to this, not being sure what to expect. But once you get on that plane and you're seat belted in and you're in the air, it's a prop jet. I mean, it's got two propellers,
mm-hmm.
which when I first walked up was kind of like, ooh, okay. Like, I don't know why that makes any difference, but it was the coolest thing ever. I think I even told you, I might have said this to you, when we landed in New Orleans, it was such a cool experience that if they had been like, oh, I'm sorry, you have to get back on the plane and go home, I'd have been like, this was still an awesome trip. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we arrive there, and it arrives at its own private airport. You're not mm-hmm. flying into the main airport. We never go through security. Or anything. Right. I mean, literally, when we first showed up, the pilot said, I just need to see your IDs and verify. And we're like, here you go. And, you know, they're not checking luggage or anything. And so that was really cool. So then once we got off, same thing. I mean, as soon as an Uber was able to come get us, we're at our hotel and 10-15 minutes later.
Yep.
So the entire travel process was just so smooth and easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would do that again and again.
Oh, absolutely. That would be super fun.
So we stayed at Le Meridien, mm-hmm. which is a Marriott-owned property.
Okay.
It's downtown in the city. We're only a few blocks off from Bourbon Street in the French Quarter. We're actually, if you know New Orleans at all, we were right across from the Harrah's Casino.
Yeah.
What did you think of the hotel? I mean, it really was just going to serve as a place for us to meet in the morning and lay our head down to sleep. But we paid, I think, on hotels.com about $230 per night, all in.
I think.
What'd you think of location, room?
I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I thought it was clean, and, you know, I mean, it was probably, I guess, outdated, but
it could use a little refresh, I'd say.
Maybe, but I mean, but it was nice. It was, the beds were very comfortable.
Yeah.
The pillows were fine. I mean, it was. I liked the bathroom. I felt like it was a little small.
Yeah.
But it was still pretty.
Yeah, we had a king bed.
Yeah.
We had a couch.
Mm-hmm.
Nice big TV. I had not seen a mini bar in a hotel room since I can't tell you when. Like, I feel like that's something you used to see all the time.
Right.
And then it went away. But to be fair, we're usually staying in Disney area hotels that don't have them. But it's one of those things you don't. I mean, when you really looked at the price of the items, it's what you're going to pay. Like, for example, they had little bottles of Grey Goose for $11.
Yeah.
Well, if you go get a Grey Goose drink at one of the bars, you're going to pay that anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying like $5 for Pringles.
And it's a little can.
So. I ended up opening a soda as a mixer, and then I did get a bottle of water out of there. So we probably spent like $9-$10.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I think is just so genius because you're going to get back to the room at some point. The only thing that I wish we had done when we first arrived was hit like the CVS or something on the corner to get some water and some snacks for the room.
Yeah.
Because the only water we drank for 4 days was mixed with alcohol pretty much. Yeah. So it would have been nice to have that water like back in the room. But yeah, I thought the location was really good. We were short walking distance to everywhere we wanted to be. And late night, it was really nice to be literally across the street from the casino where we spent some time each day. And we only ended up losing about $100 total.
Yeah.
We were up at one point. We kind of went back and forth. We usually set ourselves if we're going to gamble, which has been a very long time. Like $100 limit, and we're like, if you lose $100, just stop.
Yeah,
And I've done that before in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and then you're like, well, but the good, what I like about this though is that when you go to Vegas, I feel like you should gamble every day.
Mm-hmm.
This was to me was a kind of a byproduct of going to New Orleans. I had no idea there was even a casino.
I didn't know that there was gambling until Lucy ended up texting and saying something about you don't want to get cash out there because then unfortunately it's a high
huge fee.
Thank you. And so we had some, and that's when I was like, all right, well, I knew that we could probably do about $100 give or take. Like if we, you know, won, then great. If not, then we lose $100 and that's
But what was great again is if day one we had lost 100 and we didn't gamble the other 2 days, you don't feel like in Vegas where you're like, well, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I like that part. I like that this is available, but you could literally go and be like, I'm not going to gamble, and it really wouldn't matter. I mean, we're going to kind of just talk a little bit about our weekend and going through and talk about some of the places we ate. Lucy and Caleb are veterans in going to New Orleans.
Thank God.
I can say this is not a trip personally for me that we would have chose to go on just say ourselves. It's correct. Always a place I've wanted to go.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, the food, just to see it. Yeah. You know, it's I feel like it is one of those things you're like, it'd be neat going through my life if I can say at least once I walked down Bourbon Street and through the French Quarter.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but it's not a place that I would have felt comfortable going on our own and not knowing where we were going.
Oh, 100%.
If you've never been, picture Bourbon Street and French Quarter in your mind, and then whatever that is, multiply that times 100. Do you agree?
Yeah.
It is all the insanity and more that I pictured in my mind, especially Saturday night. And we'll get to that in a bit, walking Bourbon Street and French Quarter. But first thing we're going to do, the eight of us, we're going to meet up. Caleb's awesome dad, Roy, was coming out to meet us. And we were really excited to meet him because we'd heard a lot about him. And anybody who's ever met Caleb know he's just such a chill, cool, laid back dude. And his dad is the same way. And we had such a good time with him.
Did.
He's so nice.
Yes.
But we all went and met him at Acme Oyster House. Which everybody on Twitter was like, you got to go to Acme. And I was like, we already are. Because we didn't plan anything. It was just Lucy, Caleb, we're following you.
Yep.
You tell us where to go. I didn't do any research, which is very unlike me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we went there. We got their crawfish. We got the char-grilled oysters. Rhonda and I split a shrimp po' boy. My goal was to have this list of items that are known to, you know, New Orleans and check them off.
Well,
what'd you think of Acme Oyster House and our food, the setting, all that good stuff?
I mean, it was really cool. Well, first of all, you have to wait in line, and it was crazy because I guess they do a lot of that in New Orleans, where like all the beignet places, it's lines. I mean, lines. And Acme was the same way. We stood in line, which is nice because you can hang out, you can have a drink.
Yeah, there's a bar. I mean, there was a bar right there on the corner, big open kind of bar area.
There's bars. I think
there's a bar in every single corner.
Everywhere.
Yeah, there's got to be, there has to be, I'll have to look it up, more like bars per, you know, square mileage or something here, I feel like, than anywhere in the world, probably.
because it is open container as well, so you can walk and...
Well, tell real quick about us grabbing a drink at the hotel lobby bar and what you asked the guy about walking with him.
Well, I said, can I get one to go, right?
Yeah, and he goes, this is New Orleans.
Yeah,
and we're
that's
like,
right.
Okay, that answers that.
Yeah, because
my thought was, I thought it might be more like a Savannah, where Savannah is limited
on where you
get. And since I knew we were a little bit off of Bourbon Street in the French Quarter area, I thought that's where it was, which is why we were like, can we get a drink at the hotel and walk with it?
Yes, you can.
And yeah, you can. I mean, literally, I think, I think you could just, if you wanted, just walk the streets with a giant bottle of vodka if you wanted. I don't see anything that was going to stop you from that.
Probably not.
Sorry, I just thought that was so funny because, you first asked it and he's just kind of like, this is New Orleans? Yeah.
Yeah.
You walk anywhere you want with alcohol.
Yeah, funny.
But what would you think of the crawfish and the oysters and our first ever legit po' boy, I feel like.
Yeah. So when we got in, we finally got in and everywhere we went, pretty much you had to show your ID and proof of vaccination.
Yeah.
Now, I did hear that some lady was like, I'm not. Do you take a negative test? And they did say yes. So.
But it's really, really good to know to make sure you have, possibly not only your physical card, but, sometimes you have the digital one or you can like, picture. I know we can look ours up in CVS or photo of yours. Yes, but very good to know.
I think Lucy used that all weekend. And the photo? It was just easier to pull mine out with my ID.
But definitely important to know if you're headed to New Orleans and you bring your vaccination status, basically.
So when we got in, it was... The atmosphere was really cool, but it was like a darker, and again, I'm older.
Red.
Yeah, dark and red.
Lots of neon lights that I think caused it to have this very red overlay.
Yeah.
Like if you took a transparent red, like they use it in like photo filter things or whatever, that's what it kind of felt like in there.
Mm-hmm.
Char-grilled oysters.
The oysters were phenomenal, I thought.
So good.
They were fantastic. I mean,
right.
I don't
behind,
know what else to say.
Right behind us, over our left shoulder, they're shucking them fresh, and there's a flame grill right there, and they're literally flame grilling them pretty much in front of you to order. And they were absolutely superb.
And then
we got a pound of crawfish,
which this is the best crawfish we've ever had.
Holy smokes!
They were fantastic.
They were cooked so perfectly that the shell was intact, but it easily like broke. You know what I mean? Like it was soft almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were so easy to open and they were big.
They were. I was just going to say these weren't no little crawfish. These were nice size in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, super, super fresh. And then the po' boy, just good lightly fried shrimp. I've always heard that what makes the difference is the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever has said that is right.
Yeah.
Because the bread was so good and outstanding and soft but crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
So knocked off po' boy, knocked off crawfish, knocked off char-grilled oysters.
Yep.
We're starting to make our way through. One place we'll highly recommend you stop in the French Quarter area is Aaron Rose. And they, very tiny place, but they have this frozen coffee concoction
that Caleb got
and let us try. And it was outstanding. Definitely worth popping into. In general, there's maybe two or three places that we spent some time at, but most of the time you're kind of popping in, you're seeing what the place is like, you're grabbing a drink, and you're just keeping on moving. Keeping on moving, I think, is a good idea in the sense of anybody that may approach you, street performers, those types of things. One of my biggest concerns, honestly, was safety. You definitely hear, I mean, you had lots of clients telling you, like, you're going to New Orleans, you're going to the French Quarter, like, what are you taking? What are you packing?
Yeah.
Are you gonna have a... So what we did is Rhonda had like a, what do you call it, a crossbody
purse.
A small crossbody purse.
Yep.
And then inside of that, she had her little retractable, I guess like ID holder that you usually take to Disney, and you actually had it attached inside the purse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a charger and stuff like that in there. I just gave Rhonda my ID and my debit card. I didn't even bring my wallet at all and vaccination card. And at no point did you feel unsafe? I mean,
no.
I didn't feel unsafe at any point.
No, not at all.
Now, again, I think knowing where we were, being in a larger group, being aware, I think is the biggest thing, and that's anywhere. That's any city. That can be Disney. Just be aware of your surroundings, but you kept that purse around your body the entire time.
Yep.
We never had so much as even an inkling of worry or issue.
Correct.
And that included being out on Bourbon Street Saturday night after dark.
Yeah, 100%.
So that night, Lucy had made reservations at Merrill,
which is
Emeril Lagasse's restaurant.
And this is his daughter, right?
Is that what it is?
I believe
so. Okay. So, and we did have reservations for that, and yes, you're going to want to get reservations. Yeah. Lucy had made those ahead of time. Talk about Meryl.
It was super cool. And what's really cool to me that every single place we went to, we just walked. We just walked down the street. Yep. It was super cool.
Only Ubers we ever got were to and from airport. Yep. That was it.
So yeah, we went and we all sat down and we ordered drinks first, and I got the English Tern, which was very grapefruity.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I just didn't really like it and took a few sips and then let Jeremy drink the rest of it.
Yeah.
But it was good. You like it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, what I find out now, we're so accustomed to drinking our, you know, vodka water and either a splash of Cran or a splash of lemon juice. I don't know if my body's just adjusted so much or my taste. Everything else to me is just so sweet, sugary and sweet.
Because you had the honeysuckle.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd and again, I like the drinks. I just, one of them, and I'm usually just kind of done and I want to go back to my water.
Yeah.
And vodka and splash of lemon or splash of Cran. It just, yeah, I think they're good. It just becomes too sweet for me.
Yeah.
They're like, it hurts my tummy.
So then for, we actually ordered for appetizers. Apparently you had to try the upside down cornbread and then, the pocket bread, which
it was like garlic air.
It was really neat, but it was very, subtle and
it was good. I did not care for the pineapple upside down cornbread stuff at all. I personally did not like it.
I took one bite and it was good. But I was okay with just one bite, if that makes any sense. I just don't like warm pineapple.
Right.
And I don't like, so I just, yeah, it wasn't amazing to me, but it wasn't bad either.
Yeah. For me personally, it missed the mark on trying to be savory and sweet. Cause it was kind of still like a savory style cornbread, but then with this sweet pineapple sauce over it.
Yeah.
The bread was really, really good. Yeah. And then our entrees were fabulous.
Yep. So I got the blue crab pasta, basically. I can't remember what it was called, but it was so good. And it was like this squid ink pasta because it was black. And then the blue crab in it. I mean, this dish was outstanding.
Yeah, nice big chunks of jumbo lump blue crab meat all in it. Pasta was definitely handmade or housemade, very fresh. Like, you just know that difference when you've had housemade pasta compared to the stuff that you just buy at the store or whatever. Like, this was super, super fresh. And then I went ahead and got the Korean short ribs that came with a potato kimchi like side. And this was really, really good. Very good. Very thin slices, still partially on the bone that you could just kind of eat it off of. But that good Korean flavor, the kimchi was outstanding. It's something I would get again for sure.
Right.
And then talk about the cotton candy sparkler.
Well, so this was fun. It was fun. So we kept seeing, and they'd bring out this like cotton candy on this board. So it was sticking straight up, and then a sparkler on the other side. And I guess it was for people's birthday, because we heard, you know, happy birthday. Well, Caleb and Lucy both just celebrated in January, I think it was January, a birthday. So we were like, I said something about telling it was her birthday, and she was like, tell him it's Caleb's. And I was like, okay. So I did. And it was so fun because, you know, here it comes out and he sits it, you know, you get it sit in front of you and just watch the sparkler kind of fade out. And it was so pretty. And then the cotton candy, holy crap. Yeah. That was amazing.
It was really good.
It was like huge. A strawberry.
Yeah. It was huge.
So it was pink. But yeah, it was a lot too. And so we all around the entire table, there was nine of us. We shared it all. And there was still some like were left over where people were snacking on.
It was so good. I really liked this place. It had a casual but could be fancy atmosphere. You know, it's one of those places where you could wear, you know, t-shirt and jeans or short and, you know, shorts and a t-shirt or something, but I think you could also get a little dressed up. And so I really liked that atmosphere and setting, and I liked having the sit down meals. I think were really important for this trip, just to give you some relaxation and some break, because otherwise you're pretty much just moving.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's one of the things is all the food that we ate, it's kind of like Disney sometimes, where you do feel like you're combating it a little bit by all the walking that you're doing.
Yeah.
I think the first day I looked, we did 7 or 8 miles. You know, I mean, that's what we did each day.
Yeah.
And then we walk out and we're getting ready to walk back to the hotel room. And it was St. Patty's Day, so this was last Thursday. And next thing you know, there's a parade.
Yeah.
Of like cars and floats and golf carts all dressed up. Yep. And it just like, it felt so impromptu. It didn't feel like people were waiting for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure some people knew what was going to happen, but it just felt like all of a sudden, like, boom, pop-up parade.
Yep.
And we watched that entire thing, and it was so much fun.
Yep. And then I was tired.
Yes.
And we went to bed that night, and I was like, well, maybe we can go out like the next night or something. I was like, I'm tired. We didn't sleep very well Wednesday night getting ready to go Thursday. And I think because we were anxious and excited and all the above.
Yeah.
I think a few people went out to the
casino
after, and Lucy and I were like, all right, we're done. We're going to bed.
Yep. That's one of the things too, is, you know, definitely try and get your sleep if you can. And it's one of those things too, though, I think it's easier to go to bed at almost a decent time here because you spent all day out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're getting started at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're running till like 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel like you're missing. I personally don't feel like I'm missing out on anything if you're not up till 1. Like, I got to experience it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to sleep. No, make sure you get your rest.
Yep.
So the next morning then, we had to check another item off our food list. And what would that be?
That would be the beignets.
Yeah.
I was super excited to get those. And everybody was like, well, you got to go to Cafe du Monde. So there's two, Lucy was telling us. And she's like, the one in the mall, they actually have a mall. So the one in the mall will have a shorter line and everything. So that's the one we went to. And yeah, these beignets like totally lived up to it. They were amazing.
Yeah,
They're a little more dense.
Yeah.
But I thought they were fantastic.
How much were the three of them? Because you can get them in orders of three.
I think like
$3-4.
$3-4.
Yeah. They weren't expensive at all.
No, I wanted to get more. And Jeremy was like, just get one for now.
Yeah. I mean, you could always have gotten more. I was fine with the one. I mean, it's a good size. Like you said, they're a bit more dense than ones we've had at Disney.
Right.
Another thing was, this was a 5-minute walk from our hotel, and having access to an entire mall. Like one of our friends there needed to get some new shorts because he just like forgot a pair or whatever. And so having that access there in case you forgot something was nice, especially when we did have to pack light, I guess, in a sense. So we ended up heading from there. We were back to the French Quarter area in Bourbon Street, and we went to Absinthe Bar, where we actually hung out for quite a while.
Yeah.
Watching some basketball games. But real cool atmosphere. I think it was like, it opened in like 1806 or something crazy, like one of the oldest bars.
Oh, wow.
So that was a really cool spot. And then from there, we went to Saint and Sinners.
Yeah. That was fun.
Which is owned by who, Rhonda?
Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Like, I can't say his name.
Yes. Right. They have a big cardboard cutout of him there. I got my photo with. What all did we have here?
Let's see.
Because I'd recommend this spot. And we walked right in, and there was like nobody in there. In fact, the bartender actually asked where we're from. We're like, St. Augustine. He's like, I used to work there. And like, he literally used to bartend at one of Lucy and Caleb's favorite restaurants down in St. Augustine.
Well, we got a couple of appetizers, which we got mac and cheese balls that just basically fried, mac and cheese. It was so good.
They were really good. I didn't get the texture of the pasta. For me personally, I felt like they were a little overworked, but they tasted really, really well.
Yeah.
Really good.
I thought
nice
they were
and crispy.
Great. Yeah. We did get some more crawfish. I thought they were good. These were spicier than the oyster place. They were smaller.
Yeah. And they were harder to get into.
So it was one of those things where they were great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
They were still better than the ones we've had here.
Yeah,
but if since we had amazing ones at Acme, this was just a little disappointing.
Yeah, I'd get them from Acme is what I would do. If you're going to New Orleans and you want crawfish, go to Acme. If you want other delicious food, go to Saints and Sinners.
Yep.
But don't get the crawfish there, I think.
So we got jambalaya as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we added
cross
some
it off
shrimp.
The list. Jambalaya.
There you go.
Dude. That was jambalaya was amazing. Yeah. It was so good. I'm so glad you, it came with chicken and sausage in it. Mm-hmm. And then you added this skewer of shrimp, which I think was like six big char grilled mm-hmm. shrimp, tons of flavor. You could taste like the wood fire. And then it's one of those things, like, you know, you cook something like rice at home and it's always good, yeah. but you don't realize how perfectly cooked rice can be until you, I think, get perfectly cooked rice. And that's what this was.
Yeah.
And everything here, everything that we would eat, especially when we talk about brunch, it just has so much depth of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like this jambalaya, just you can tell it tastes like everything went into it.
Yeah.
Like down to probably, it was probably boiled in like a broth that was homemade, or just every little detail of the food here is, yeah, it's just so flavorful and there's so much depth to it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What else was really good that was highly recommended by Jody, our awesome waitress, that Lucy got?
And we tried. I just started to say, Lucy got the crawfish pie, and yeah. we tried, and holy moly, that was amazing.
That was outstanding.
It really was. I was almost like sad that I didn't get that, but we split the jambalaya and, you know, another cross off our list, so yep. that was super fun.
Yep. From there, another one we didn't know we had to cross off our list is a place called Tropical Isle, and they have a hand grenade.
Drink.
Yep. Hand grenade drink. Supposed to be one of the strongest in the French Quarter. I believe it was. It's sweet. It literally comes in this tall keepsake souvenir glass. The bottom looks like a grenade mm-hmm. and then it's got like a long, I guess, flute. And on top of it is a small little, like it looks like it came from Oriental Trading Company, a yep. little hand plastic hand grenade. And then there's baskets hanging from the ceiling that everybody throws their little hand grenade up into.
Yeah.
What was really cool about this place is you can connect from your phone via an app, right? Directly mm-hmm. into their sound system and play music. So it's almost like a jukebox, but it's on your phone.
But you do pay really for cool. it too, because Lucy okay. did say she paid for it.
Oh, so she's, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that part.
Yep, because at one point we were going to leave and she was like, no, not until we play the, whatever song was going to play. She was like, because I paid for it. And I was like, oh. Sorry, like I didn't know she paid for it.
I didn't either.
I thought that would, but I thought that was super cool.
Yeah.
You know, because she was like, well, we can't leave until then.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. So yeah, I mean, you know, we kind of just spent our days just making our way around the French Quarter and the surrounding areas and all. Duke was playing on Friday evening, so I wanted to find a good spot to watch that. And basically between our hotel and right next to Harrah's casino, was a place called Manning's Sports mm-hmm. Bar, which I thought was a wonderful place. To watch the game. We were able to all sit down there again, all nine of us, have a spot. I was right in front of a TV. And we were going to knock some other stuff, I guess, off of our list, including gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do gumbo. I got a little bowl of gumbo. It was good. I this is probably the only traditional gumbo I've really had. It was more soupy.
Yeah.
Than I thought it would be. I thought it'd be like kind of thicker, but it tasted good.
Yeah. Good.
What else did we get?
Starving. I was starving. Yeah. I needed to eat. So we got some jalapeno poppers, which were really good. They were wrapped in bacon and
those
it was
delicious.
Just, they were. There was nachos that people got.
I got the nachos.
You got them.
And they
well,
bring
I knew
it
we
out.
Were like all sharing.
Yeah. Well, they bring it out. It was, and she recommended, our waitress recommended doing chicken on it. So I did chicken. Mm-hmm. It was nice grilled diced chicken. Big portion of nachos. But what I love is that they came on a small sheet tray.
Yeah.
And what I love about that is, first of all, they spread them out more. So mm-hmm. everything nice. Is topped properly mm-hmm. and all the chips stay crispy the whole time. As opposed to go to some of these places and it's piled high. And by the time you get to those center chips, they either have nothing on them because they didn't layer them, or they're all super soggy
because
they've just been doused in cheese. So I loved the nachos and I ate the entire tray.
Yeah. And I think I'm pretty sure I had one or two,
yeah.
but I was excited for, I got the mushroom Swiss burger.
Yeah.
So that's what I was super excited about. And then we also got some Brussels sprouts and that burger was fantastic. I only ate half though, because I also didn't want to be sick because of just all the food and stuff. And because my stomach kind of has shrunk down where I'm like, all right. And plus we were going to be still sitting there for a while watching the game.
Yeah. That was one, you know, one of our concerns was how our bodies were going to react to all of this food after the way we've been eating this right. year, you know, where we've allowed ourselves at Disney to kind of, you know, do what we want, but at home we're eating very healthy, very clean. We're eating a lot less. We felt great this whole time.
Yeah.
And I think I think it literally comes down to the quality of it. These are all quality foods with quality ingredients. Mm-hmm. And nothing to me felt super heavy.
Right.
You know, or gross or artificial. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't feel at one point like, oh God, I just don't feel good. I'm so full.
Right.
And I was really worried about that. So I'm glad that that did not happen. We did gamble some more that evening. I've not seen so many hot dogs consumed at a casino in my life than by our group.
Yep.
Including you.
Yep.
Got a hot dog one. Well, Caleb got you a hot dog the one night. How was the casino hot dog?
I thought it was great. I really liked it. It reminded me of like a hot dog that you get at the Jaguar game. Yeah. It was super good.
Yeah, and
I didn't get anything on it though because I...
Oh, right.
I thought it was great, just the bun and the hot dog.
Yeah.
But like Caleb, when he would get one, and then I can't remember what Lucy got on hers, but I felt like they got a whole bunch of toppings.
Yeah,
like,
so they had the chili and onions and all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
And it's honestly perfect to have there.
But it is something you just, too.
I did take a bite. It's a good hot dog.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have it there. We were playing slots the whole time.
Yeah.
I
played blackjack for a little bit sitting next to Roy and, Caleb, but I don't know. I guess I just wasn't betting enough.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I'm gonna walk away.
Yeah, and that becomes the hard part too. When we're saying, all right, we want to limit ourselves and not lose more than 100, then you're much safer with your bets. But then there's not as good of a chance to win.
Right.
So that was fine though. So the next morning, this would be Saturday morning. This was going to be our final day. We went to have brunch at Brassard's, which is down in the French Quarter area. And Mason and Jawan were our waiters, and everybody was incredible.
Yeah.
These two were outstanding. Some of the best wait staff I think we've had anywhere ever. I know it's like the South and people are friendly and all. I just was blown away by every interaction we had with, I wanted to say cast members, with the people that worked at these places.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was just so good and so friendly and top-notch service.
Yes.
It was awesome. I was really super impressed by that.
Yep.
So Lucy ordered a bread service. It came with several different types of bread. You and I had, the one was almost like a poppy seed scone kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
And then we had a cornbread. And then there was this, like, I don't know if it was raspberry or some type of...
Yeah. Spread.
Fruit that was... In a bread that was super good. I like that.
Yeah, it had like a little loaf.
I like that one.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I didn't know this was on my bucket list New Orleans item, turtle soup.
Mm-hmm.
This was outstanding.
It was good. And it was nice. It was cool this day.
Yeah.
So it was nice and warm. So.
Yeah. And what it tasted like to me, it had shredded turtle meat in it. But overall, it had a very blue crab soup flavor to it, kind of like that brothy, tomato-y base. But it was still delicious. And again, packed with flavor. And I would have never guessed if you just put it in front of me, like, I'm eating turtle. Like, you would expect that to have a very specific flavor.
Right.
And, I mean, for me, it was almost like, tastes like chicken, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of, I think, what it was
that's
like.
That's funny.
I don't think anybody's going to be... Well, let's talk about a couple of things first. Chicken and waffles, several people at the table got.
Yes.
And they said it was outstanding.
Yes.
It looked really good. Good portion, nice big Belgian waffle with fried chicken on top. We're at a place that has shrimp and grits, so you're going to get the shrimp and grits.
Absolutely.
Check it off the list, right?
They were called Barbecue Gulf Shrimp and Grits. And I was a little nervous because it was called barbecue. And
yeah.
I don't like that when you put the barbecue kind of sauce and stuff with the grits, but this was not. It had a different kind of sauce that I loved.
Yeah.
The grits were, I think, like a Gouda grit or something.
Yeah.
They were, by themselves, they were fantastic. They were creamy. They were outstanding. And then with the grits and the shrimp together was fantastic.
Where would you rate this on your all-time kind of shrimp and grits? Like, does this go near the top? Does this?
Yeah, it probably. It, I still think the House of Blues
is still your favorite. One, this might be a number two.
Yeah.
I thought they were delicious. You let me taste some, and it was so, so good. And then I went ahead and got the etouffee because I had to. So gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, those are all the ones I wanted to cross off. This had crawfish tails in it and crawfish sausage, and this was absolutely outstanding. It might have been my favorite dish that we had.
Yeah.
Again, like the jambalaya, so much flavor and so much range of flavor. And you could tell there was so much time taken to put into it.
Yeah.
And these portions didn't feel huge, but we would realize they were perfect.
Yes, I agree.
If that makes sense, right?
Yes, 100%.
Like when it came out, I'm kind of like, oh, okay. And then it's when I'm done, I'm like, small. That was absolutely perfect.
Right.
That's exactly the amount of food that I needed, and I don't want any more now.
I agree.
We had to get dessert.
Yes.
What did you get? Because again, I think if this is on a menu, you're getting it, right?
Yeah, it's creme brulee, and this was I think it was a Grand Marnier creme brulee, which it was fantastic, and it was a great creme brulee. I mean, the top of the, you know, the sugary where it cracks, and then all that was fantastic. I will say I really couldn't taste the Grand Marnier as much as I felt like it was just a regular.
Yeah, it just tasted like a regular, really good vanilla creme brulee. It was a big
one. But it was good. It was very large, which surprised me.
Yes.
But we shared it and, you know, gave our friends some bites. But Lucy was like, all right, I have to get the tableside bananas Foster.
Yeah.
And you do have to order. It comes with two.
Yep.
So that was fine for the table. And we all...
Yeah.
Ate some and tried it. It was obviously a spectacular fun to watch.
Yeah, when they light that thing on fire.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. But the taste was fantastic as well.
Yeah.
Ice cream was great. It was very, very good.
I would highly recommend one of these for your table if you go to
Absolutely.
Broussard's. Again, it's the show that comes with it. They literally wheel it from right the beginning. The only thing that's prepped is the bananas are already cut.
Yep.
And it looks like they just cut them a minute before bringing them out. And they literally wheel this little table out with a burner. And they've got the liquor. And they've got the brown sugar and butter. And they make it right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just... I love that. I just love that balance of the warm bananas and then the cold ice cream.
Yeah.
Another place. Highly recommend you want to go check out. Go to Hotel Monteleone in the French Quarter area. And the Carousel Bar and Lounge is downstairs. And it's what it sounds like.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
So they actually had a carousel that they broke it down and repurposed it and put it in this hotel.
Yeah.
And the seats around the bar actually spin.
Yeah. It was really
like
cool.
Like a carousel, but a lot slower.
Yes. Very slow.
Very slow. Apparently, it is very hard to sit there, and it is. So we went and we got some drinks, and we actually ended up hanging out near it, and we could see it, and it's beautiful. But we never got, and plus there was a lot of us, but we never got to sit around the carousel bar.
Yeah. We ended up with a great spot to lounge, though. I mean, we had the couches and
100%.
Chairs, and that was perfect. Lucy ordered the crab beignets.
Yeah. So with that being said. I expected like
a beignet
filled with crab or on top or something.
Yeah.
But these were like little crab balls. Like
little fritters?
Yeah, that's what
you say. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were good.
Okay. Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
Again, I'm super picky about my crab stuff,
that's true.
But they did taste good. I think you're right. It was one of those, because the whole time I'm hearing crab beignets, I'm like, I don't know how that would work. That doesn't sound good. So I'm glad that it wasn't literally just a beignet filled with crab meat.
Yeah.
That probably would have been super weird.
Yeah.
That really was kind of our day. We hung out there. We hung out on Bourbon Street at night after dark.
Yep.
Once in your life.
Once
doing that once
no it was fun
it is pure insanity
it really is it was crazy. Went to a karaoke bar.
Yes,
had
we did
some fun. But yeah, we were on Bourbon Street after dark.
Rhonda danced.
Yeah, it was fun.
that karaoke bar was so fun because they literally had an MC running the show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And there's some real super talented people got up, including our new friend Lauren, who got up there and absolutely murdered it.
Yeah.
And we're all standing there with like our jaws on the floor like, holy crap, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know she had this talent. I mean, I know we had just met her, but walking down Bourbon Street at night is something to behold, and there are far too many danger noodles than there needs to be.
Oh, Yeah. And I kind of think it's kind of like your street performers or whatever. Yeah. And people just giant. And I'm not talking. And he said danger noodles. And we're not talking little snakes, whatever. I mean, we're talking
pythons.
Giant pythons. Ugh. Britney Spears, the one that she had was there. And I say that she had that color.
Heebie-jeebies.
But it was crazy. And then so many people like upstairs on balconies and like,
again,
literal
exactly,
women showing things to get beads. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
You know, at first I was thinking, I was like, New Orleans is probably somewhere that we should have gone when we were in our 20s.
Probably.
I'm glad we didn't, because that would have really probably been a recipe for disaster.
Probably.
We'd just be young and dumb. Mm. And who knows what, you know what I mean? Like, so I actually like that we went the age that we are.
Yeah.
I will say, if you have been to Vegas, you probably know that like 3 nights is enough.
Yeah.
Same thing with New Orleans.
Yep.
I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I did not sleep well last night. I am super exhausted. It is definitely 4 days of new and old friends and having an amazing time is caught up with me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely Rhonda has to head off to work, but I had so much fun. We had such a blast.
Yeah, we did.
We made new friends. In fact, one of them live in our neighborhood.
It was super cool.
And they're like, yeah, we've got like a bar set up in our garage. You guys are gonna have to come over. And we're like, awesome, this sounds great. Do you want to go back? Like, would this be something you'd want to do once a year? Or if we never went back again, you'd be cool?
If we never went back again, I'd be fine. But
we'd also go
back again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And definitely
losing
that,
Caleb.
Oh, for sure. 100%. And I know there's so many more great restaurants and
by myself. No. Or
this is a place to go with friends.
Yeah.
I think Vegas is the same way.
Yep.
You know, somewhere like Disney, just you and I can go and it's amazing. Yep. We can go with our whole family. It's amazing. We can go with tons of friends. It's amazing. Yep. I think New Orleans, you want a good group of friends.
Yep.
The only time I could see going back, like kind of almost choosing to, but again, I'd be like, Lucy, Caleb, you guys want to come too? Is after like Kaylin turns 21.
Yeah.
And let her kind of experience that culture and everything.
My goodness.
Responsibly with her parents.
Mm-hmm. Lord of mercy.
I apologize. We apologize that this was not a Disney related episode, but it's something we wanted to chat about.
Yeah.
You know, again, Disney takes up 99% of our trips and vacations. So to do something different was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we go to Disney, I almost wouldn't mind going and walking around Port Orleans.
Yeah.
French Quarter and being like, ah. Because I will say, I've always joked and said, now I can actually compare it. I've always said, Port Orleans French Quarter is what I think the real French Quarter feels like, but doesn't smell like pee. Last thing before we sign off, the smells are something to behold as you are walking around the French Quarter.
Yep.
It stings the nostrils. I will say that. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared that. But I hope you guys did enjoy this episode anyway. If just, you know, to hear our experience of our first time going to New Orleans, if it's somewhere that you have been lots of times, let us know your favorite places and let us know about your trips. Maybe this put it on somebody's radar that thought, you know, I never really thought about going to New Orleans, but now I would like to.
Yeah.
So let us know as well. You can always comment on Facebook in the Main Street Magic community or Main ST Magic on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As long as you're out there, hit that subscribe button. You'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And as long as you're out there, would you please leave us a rating and review?
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.